This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Hoag, author of In June the Labyrinth, Instead It Is Dark, and Contain, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of September. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Susan Nguyen reading How to Forgive. She asked me to write a list of all the names I've been called, and then a list of things that are killing me. Where to start? Susie, Sue, Bighead. Men have called me cold. Men I know, men I don't. It's all over the news how they want to kill me. It doesn't matter what they call me. When I was 17, I kneeled on the stained carpet at Men's Warehouse, looping a tape measure around a small boy's waist, and he showed me my name. He pulled his eyes slant as I measured the distance between belly button and floor. Inseam or outseam, it's hard to keep track. A wedding, his father said. There was going to be a wedding. The boy needed a tux. I don't like this memory because I did nothing. In remembering, I become nothing again. Not long after, in college, I was sorting clothes in the back of a Goodwill, court-ordered community service. An older man took his time looking me up and down as I sweat through my shirt, threw pit-stained blouses into the discard pile, everything else the salvaging bin. I went home with him for years, not knowing about the prior assaults. Would my knowing have changed anything? He was gentle to my face. I only ignored his texts sometimes. Men have destroyed me for less. Even the boy. I'm supposed to tell you, I forgive him. He was just a boy. I forgive myself instead. About this poem. I went to a manifesto writing workshop, and one of the questions the facilitator asked was, who or what is trying to kill you? Years later, in 2021, I came back to this question after hearing news again and again of the murders of Asian American women during a time of increased Asian hate and violence. It brought me to some memories that I'm ashamed of. With this poem, I hope to release that shame and turn my anger outwards.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.